Mishore. The Duke of Plaza Tor.
And his grace is Duchess True. And his grace is Doctor True.
And his grace is Private Drum. To Venetia shores have come. To Venetia shores have come.
And if ever they get back to Spain, they will never cross the sea again. They will never cross the sea again.
Neither that grandee from the Spanish shore, the noble Duke of Plaza Tor,
nor his grace is Duchess staunch and true, nor may at his grace is Doctor Too.
Nor his grace's own particular drum, to Venetia shores will come, to Venetia shores will come. In enterprise of martial kind, when there was any fighting, he led his regiment from behind. He found it less exciting. But when away his regiment ran, his place was at the Foro. That celebrated, cultivated, underrated nobleman, the Duke of Plaza Toro.
In the mouth of Forest Blight, you always found that night. That celebrated, cultivated, underrated nobleman, the Duke of Plaza Toro.
When to evade destruction's hand, to hide they all proceeded. No soldier in that gallant band hid half as well as he did. He lay concealed throughout the war, and so preserved his Goro. That unaffected, undetected, well-connected warrior, the Duke of Plaza Toro.
In every doubt he did, he always took the lead. That unaffected, undetected, well-connected warrior, the Duke of Plaza Toro.
When told that they would all be shot unless they left the service, that hero hesitated not, so marvelous his service. He sent his resignation in, the first of all his Toro, that very knowing, overflowing, easygoing paladin, the Duke of Plaza Toro.
To make a frozen dream, he always showed the way, that very knowing, overflowing, easygoing paladin, the Duke of Plaza Toro. That very knowing, overflowing, easygoing paladin, the Duke of Plaza Toro.